it's slow going for NAFTA negotiations, not just for the big ideas that Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. want to include, but also for the line-by-line edits.
That's where the 25-year-old agreement stands right now. The second round of renegotiation talks wrapped up here in Mexico City this week. And to get an understanding of what's happening behind closed doors, we turn to Antonio Ortiz Mena. He's a senior advisor at the consulting firm Albright Stonebridge Group, and he was a member of Mexico's original NAFTA renegotiation office in the 1990s.
Well, negotiations are extremely complex. So some folks might think of, you know, Mexico negotiating with the U.S., negotiating with Canada. That's one way to look at it. But there are very complex internal negotiations that are sometimes as contentious as international negotiations. So, you know, say negotiations of the Ministry of the Economy in Mexico, that used to be called the Trade Ministry. They have to negotiate with a wide array of business sectors to countenance, you know, civil society opinions, and also to engage with other ministries. You know, because even though this is called a trade agreement, there are many issues that go beyond, you know, what would people think in terms of trade. That is to say, you know, these are not, you know, abstract negotiations over, you know, broad principles, but you're actually negotiating over text, over a language, you know, that will eventually become the NAFTA 2.0 or the modernized NAFTA.
Something else that negotiators seem to want to underscore at the end of their talks this week was that President Trump's comments on Twitter saying that if this does not work out the way that he wants, that he is just very willing to pull out of negotiations. They seem to really want to underscore that that isn't having an undue burden on the negotiations. But realistically, how do you see it playing out?
Well, to be frank, I don't think, you know, it is, you know, incredibly helpful. I don't think, say, trying to pressure Mexico by statements like that in any way helps either Mexico become more flexible or, you know, accelerate the timeline for negotiations. Because, you know, all these statements are made in public. There will be a Mexican presidential election in July next year, and the campaigns will start, you know, in earnest in a couple of months. So, you know, the more political this issue becomes, the more difficult will it be for Mexican negotiators to seem to be seen as, say, caving to U.S. pressure. So in a way, this could backfire. But should the U.S. actually, you know, start, you know, NAFTA withdrawal proceedings, then Mexico would not continue negotiating. So I think that right now, negotiators are just concentrated on, you know, getting a good deal for the whole region, and trying not to get distracted by issues like the ones you mentioned.
How do you see the general Mexican public's opinions of the U.S. and of the new president? How do you see that impacting the negotiations?
Well, you know, I would say that Mexicans are extremely divided over a number of issues. You know, politics in Mexico right now are really pretty contentious, both between the main political parties and even within the political party. So there is just a lot of political turmoil in Mexico. But where you do see consensus is on a number of issues. For example, the fact that in no way, shape, or form will Mexico pay for the famous wall that the Trump administration wants to build. And secondly, that there is a consensus that NAFTA has been positive for the region, and that it would be good to have a new modernized NAFTA. And this is across the political spectrum. Where I think that there is a consensus is that having a NAFTA that results in managed trade and that reflects a zero-sum view of the world and of Mexico-U.S. relations and of trade is not a good idea. And that it might be better to, say, trade under WTO rules than to accept a bad NAFTA, say, restrictions based on the trade balance or things like that. And I think so there's also pretty big consensus in that regard. So there are limits in terms of what the negotiators can accept, or business leaders or civil society at large in Mexico. You know, this is not posturing. This is This is a real deal.
Wow. Okay. So that does tell us a little bit about where things could go from here. Antonio Ortiz Mena is senior advisor at Albright Stonebridge Group, specializing in Mexico and trade policy. He was a member of the original NAFTA negotiation office back in the early 1990s. Thank you so much, Antonio.
Sure. My pleasure.
And you're listening to a special edition of the show from Phoenix and our bureau in Mexico City.